This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report, global technology, global transformation at the retail space by signage. However, we're turning to the future, immediate future of the pandemic and after. Is it called the endemic? Is it called the pandemic continues? We don't know what the title of it will be, but we do know anticipating this means that decisions are being made right now. For example, Apple in the spaceship in California. CEO Tim Cook had previously told workers to expect to return in September. However, the headline in the Wall Street Journal, Apple delays office return as COVID-19 Delta variant spreads. First, the Cupertino, California-based company told workers that the planned return in September was being delayed, according to a person familiar, promised at least a month's notice before being called back. Chris, a very good evening to you. I put this together with a report that we have from the Financial Times out of London about anticipating a return to the office space by the workers of London, the city in particular, the large financial district that has survived Brexit and the pandemic. The statistic I go to right away is that now, in the middle of 2021, the high-end, high-quality city office space is commanding 82.5 pounds per square foot versus what they got in the fourth quarter of 2020 at 75. Are you seeing a split market? The high-end buildings, especially ones with open areas, pricing up, while the others, the without open areas or not as green or not as glamorous, being priced down. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. You're seeing what's certainly a flight to quality of people saying, look, if I'm coming back to the office, I want to come back into something that is nicer, more well laid out, more ergonomically pleasing to that employee. The challenge being now for any company to plan, as Apple's experiencing, if we all went through the pandemic with the expectation that the vaccine then normalizes and allows us all to go back to work, but now you're seeing things of Delta and other variants impacting and maybe breaking through the vaccine, the open question to all employers becomes very quickly, do we pull everybody back in or are we getting ready to go out again? It's the uncertainty that's making a lot of challenging decisions for business people today.
If I read this FT report correctly, there are two ambitions here, not just one. The first ambition we've talked to, the pandemic, return to work, what is safe, what is agreeable, given that Delta variant is being reported as breaking through the vaccinated in some instances and also being very transmissible among younger demographic. That's one, because that would be the source of a lot of returning office workers. And the estimate is, no matter what, London, and especially the city, that's the financial district of London, is going to have about 10% fewer people in the daily traffic than they did before the pandemic. The second, and more interestingly, is the real estate market attending to climate change. And not just climate change, but also green buildings, concerned about net zero emissions. Do you see that in the U.S.? Because the reporting here is that already they're marketing it in London for the future.
It's certainly a point in new building construction or building renovation to say I'm now in a LEED certified building and something that is environmentally responsible. The one thing I would point back to that's interesting relative to the FT's, let's call it very, very short memory. If you remember just a few short years ago, London was going to become a ghost town. No one would ever work there again because of Brexit. Then it was because of COVID. Well, now you're seeing this resurgence that shows that within the core base of London and the business community, you want to be in the city for a reason. You're willing to pay a premium and pay for that best possible space, because there has been a business benefit to be there as the heart of the UK economy.
Now the fun part. We all remember Tuesday is Soylent Green Day. That was projected into the future of a two-tier system. Those that have the power and the best food and a ring around them in the city and then everyone else. Is that happening in real estate in this country? Are we moving into a two-tier system where the older buildings that used to be rated A are to be elbowed aside or cleared out for new buildings that can boast about net zero or, in the post-pandemic environment, a safer place to return to. Do you see it now, Chris?
There's definitely that flight to quality, but what's not being maybe seen on the surface is that you have very, very large companies that are downsizing both the worker population and those that are required to be in the office. So when you look at London, New York, San Francisco, the immense, immense cost of maintaining space in those cities as flagship cities, you're seeing companies say, hey, we're going to make the space better, more functional, but there's also a lot less of it because maybe 2 or 3 days a week you're working from home. So it comes as a cultural and as an experiential play, but look a little bit below the surface, you'll see a monetary efficiency play that is much better space, but much, much less of it.
You have conversation with East Asia, especially China. Is there a similar trend in Hong Kong, in Singapore, in the mainland, especially the large cities in the mainland, Shanghai and Wuhan, et cetera, to bifurcate the office tower building or to reorganize for net zero buildings? Is that something that's trending?
You see in mainland, you see in much of Asia, very similar costs to flagship cities in the Western world. So great office space is still also very expensive, but it's a little bit different relative to China in that you have developments that happen in China that may be state or provincially backed that are done more on spec than on demand. So you do see the competition for the best, highest, finest experience and trying to make the best environments for employees, but it's a little bit different when the government is picking up the check.
These last days, we've all seen the news of the smog, of the smoke of Northwest and also Siberia over New York City, making an extremely unappetizing landscape to return to. The puzzle here is, Chris, is this a one-off that we're just putting together with the pandemic, or are we looking at cities being ruled out regionally? Can you tell about that? Because London doesn't want to talk about that right now. They're looking for clear skies and easy sailing.
The death of the city is highly, highly overrated and overreported. What you see with these London statistics is the statement, again, that the vibrant both business and cultural centers of these economies will make that rebound and will make a very strong rebound. How fast and what that looks like in the future will tie back to the end of the pandemic and return to more normal economic conditions.
Tying up a conversation we've had before, the supply chain. In conversations about an article by Greg Ip in the Wall Street Journal, suddenly we're introduced to supply chain inflation, the shortages continuing in critical areas, commodities, but also in finished goods and manufacturing. This connects to the difficulties of the container ships. Are you seeing supply chain inflation, something, whatever that looks like? And do you have a date certain when it will ease, especially for the high-end stuff, the semiconductors?
So 2 points on supply chain, both the logistics cost, the cost of moving containers from Asia to the United States is now up 12 to 13 fold what it would normally be for a spot ship container. That's going to absolutely translate into product inflation because those costs have absolutely spiraled completely out of control. Also earlier today, you had the CEO of Intel who publicly stated it's highly likely that the global semiconductor shortage will continue through at least 2023. So there's no real end in sight at the moment. Unfortunately, that will translate into inflation and spot product shortages that will still have negative impact on the economy.
Yes, but I rushed to the microphone as I've been instructed by Jerome Powell to say transitory, supply chain inflation, a real thing. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm doing business on all the continents and transforming the retail space with digital signage, watching London as the guide for the post-pandemic office world. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.